This is the reading for February 16th, Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with joy. The Lord Most High is wonderful. He is the great King over all the earth. He defeated nations for us and put them under our control. He chose the land we would inherit. We are the children of Jacob, whom he loved. God has risen with a shout of joy. The Lord has risen as the trumpets sounded. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. God is King of all the earth, so sing a song of praise to him. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The leaders of the nations meet with the people of the God of Abraham, because the leaders of the earth belong to God. He is supreme. Leviticus chapter 3. If a person's fellowship offering to the Lord is from the herd, it may be a male or female, but it must have nothing wrong with it. The person must put his hand on the animal's head and kill it at the entrance to the meeting tent. Then Aaron's sons, the priest, must sprinkle the blood on all sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering, he must make a sacrifice by fire to the Lord. He must offer the fat of the animal's inner organs, both the fat that is in them and that covers them. Both kidneys with the fat that is on them, near the lower back muscle, and the best part of the liver, which he will remove with the kidneys. Then the priest will burn these parts on the altar, on the whole burnt offering that is on the wood of the fire. It is an offering made by fire, and its smell is pleasing to the Lord. If a person's fellowship offering to the Lord is a lamb or a goat, it may be a male or female, but it must have nothing wrong with it. If he offers a lamb, he must bring it before the Lord and put his hand on its head. Then he must kill the animal in front of the meeting tent, and the priest must sprinkle its blood on all sides of the altar. From the fellowship offering, the person must make a sacrifice by fire to the Lord. He must bring the fat, the whole fat tail cut off close to the backbone, the fat of the inner organs, both the fat that is in them and that covers them, both kidneys with the fat that is on them near the lower back muscle, and the best part of the liver, which he will remove with the kidneys. Then the priest will burn these parts on the altar as food. It will be an offering made by fire to the Lord. If a person's offering is a goat, he must offer it before the Lord and put his hand on its head. Then he must kill it in front of the meeting tent, and the priest must sprinkle its blood on all sides of the altar. From this offering, the person must make a sacrifice by fire to the Lord. He must offer all the fat of the goat's inner organs, both the fat that is in them and that covers them, both kidneys with the fat that is on them near the lower back muscle, and the best part of the liver, which he will remove with the kidneys. The priest will burn these parts on the altar as food. It is an offering made by fire, and its smell is pleasing to the Lord. All the fat belongs to the Lord. This law will continue for people from now on, wherever you live, and you must not eat any fat or blood. Leviticus chapter 4. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel this. When a person sins by accident and does some things the Lord has commanded not to be done, that person must do these things. If the appointed priest sins so that he brings guilt on the people, then he must offer a young bull to the Lord, one that has nothing wrong with it, as a sin offering for the sin he has done. He will bring the bull to the entrance of the meeting tent in front of the Lord, put his hand on its head, and kill it before the Lord. Then the appointed priest must bring some of the bull's blood into the meeting tent. The priest is to dip his finger into the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord in front of the curtain of the most holy place. The priest must also put some of the blood on the corners of the altar of incense that stands before the Lord in the meeting tent. The rest of the blood he must pour out at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the entrance of the meeting tent. He must remove all the fat from the bull of the sin offering, the fat on and around the inner organs, both kidneys with the fat that is on them near the lower back muscle, and the best part of the liver, which he will remove with the kidneys. He must do this in the same way the fat is removed from the bull of the fellowship offering. Then the priest must burn the animal parts on the altar of burnt offering. but the priest must carry off the skin of the bull and all its meat, along with the rest of the bull, its head, legs, intestines, and other inner organs. He must take it outside the camp to the special clean place where the ashes are poured out. He must burn it on a wood fire on the pile of ashes. If the whole nation of Israel sins accidentally, without knowing it, and does something the Lord has commanded not to be done, they are guilty. When they learn about the sin they have done, they must offer a young bull as a sin offering and bring it before the meeting tent. The older leaders of the group of people must put their hands on the bull's head before the Lord, and it must be killed before the Lord. Then the appointed priest must bring some of the bull's blood into the meeting tent. Dipping his finger in the blood, he must sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord in front of the curtain. Then he must put some of the blood on the corners of the altar that is before the Lord in the meeting tent. The priest must pour out the rest of the blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the entrance to the meeting tent. He must remove all the fat from the animal and burn it on the altar. He will do the same thing with this bull that he did with the first bull of the sin offering. In this way, the priest removes the sins of the people so they will belong to the Lord and be forgiven. Then the priest must carry the bull outside the camp and burn it, just as he did with the first bull. This is the sin offering for the whole community. If a ruler sins by accident and does something the Lord his God has commanded must not be done, he is guilty. When he learns about his sin, he must bring a male goat that has nothing wrong with it as his offering. The ruler must put his hand on the goat's head and kill it in the place where they kill the whole burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest must take some of the blood of the sin offering on his finger and put it on the corners of the altar of burnt offering. He must pour out the rest of the blood at the bottom of the altar of burnt offering. He must burn all the goat's fat on the altar in the same way he burns the fat of the fellowship offerings. In this way, the priest removes the ruler's sin so he belongs to the Lord, and the Lord will forgive him. If any person in the community sins by accident and does something which the Lord has commanded must not be done, he is guilty. When the person learns about his sin, he must bring a female goat that has nothing wrong with it as an offering for his sin. He must put his hand on the animal's head and kill it at the place of the whole burnt offering. Then the priest must take some of the goat's blood on his finger and put it on the corners of the altar of burnt offering. He must pour out the rest of the goat's blood at the bottom of the altar. Then the priest must remove all the goat's fat in the same way the fat is removed from the fellowship offerings. He must burn it on the altar as a smell pleasing to the Lord. In this way, the priest will remove that person's sin so he will belong to the Lord, and the Lord will forgive him. If this person brings a lamb as his offering for sin, he must bring a female that has nothing wrong with it. He must put his hand on the animal's head and kill it as a sin offering in the place where the whole burnt offering is killed. The priest must take some of the blood from the sin offering on his finger and put it on the corners of the altar of burnt offering. He must pour out the rest of the lamb's blood at the bottom of the altar. Then the priest must remove all the lamb's fat in the same way that the lamb's fat is removed from the fellowship offerings. He must burn the pieces on the altar on top of the offerings made by fire for the Lord. In this way, the priest will remove that person's sin, so he will belong to the Lord, and the Lord will forgive him.
Chapter 28.
After the day of worship, as the sun rose Sunday morning, Mary from Magdala and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a powerful earthquake. An angel of the Lord had come down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and was sitting on it. He was as bright as lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards were so deathly afraid of him that they shook. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's been brought back to life as he said. Come see the place where he was lying. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has been brought back to life. He's going ahead of them into Galilee. There they will see him. Take note that I have told you." They hurried away from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and greeted them. They went up to him, bowed down to worship him, and took hold of his feet. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my followers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city. They told the chief priests everything that had happened. The chief priests gathered together with the leaders and agreed on a plan. They gave the soldiers a large amount of money and told them to say that Jesus' disciples had come at night and had stolen his body while they were sleeping. They added, "If the governor hears about it, we'll take care of it, and you'll have nothing to worry about." The soldiers took the money and did as they were told. Their story has been spread among the Jewish people to this day. The 11 disciples went to the mountain in Galilee where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they bowed down in worship, though some had doubts. When Jesus came near, he spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So wherever you go, make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to do everything I have commanded you. And remember that I am always with you until the end of time."